show powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Chris Lee from VandySports.com. Literally, his cell phone is probably on fire right now. Chris, have you had a moderately busy day today?
See, that every time the phone rings, I'm like, okay, now what?
Yeah, crazy. I know you've been on this story for a little while, so not completely surprised that this happened, but for a lot of people, including apparently Jerry Stackhouse, this was a shocker.
Yeah, it wasn't to me, because something changed around Christmas and I couldn't put my finger on it. And I think now I've come to find out, it seems like there was a meeting between Malcolm Turner and interim chancellor Susan Wente where she really put the clamps down on expenses, which I think it was deserved. But I go back and look at this whole situation. They hire a rookie AD, and that's hard to do anywhere. It is especially hard to do at Vanderbilt. And when the guy's relying on consultants and those sorts of things to do his job, and they put the clamp down on spending, that makes it really hard to complete the strategic plans and things that he's trying to do. Now, look, that's not to defend a lot of the stuff that Malcolm Turner has done. I've been on other shows of yours today and have criticized him for that. But there is another side of the story here in that they kind of put him in a bad spot, and it was a hard situation to make work. And once you get on the bad side of the admin there, it's awfully hard to recover, and I just don't think he ever could.
You talk about some of the spending kind of issues or whatever. I came in and I looked at this and said, okay, you know, Vanderbilt wanted to do something different outside the box. They hire Malcolm Turner, a business guy. Yes, he doesn't know college, and I had heard that he was in way over his head on numerous things. But from a standpoint of spending money, he said he was going to come in and try and fix this athletic department and spend money and do things. And by all accounts, he did that. But when you mentioned some of the, I guess, maybe reports of irresponsible spending, where are the things that were tangible that maybe people could see where he spent money? And what were some of the maybe a little irresponsible spending things that you have uncovered?
Well, I think there was a very expensive office renovation right off the bat. And look, some of that maybe is defensible. I'm not there. Maybe you need to impress clients. But it was a lot of money. And when you do stuff like that a lot of times, like there was a story that he had gone and I think hired a car and a driver to go to Memphis to interview Jerry Stackhouse. And rather than drive back, he just chartered a flight out of Memphis. Well, those things cost thousands of dollars. Not to mention,
it's not a long drive either.
Yeah, no, and you've got to pay your car and driver to turn. It's just stuff like that when you start doing those things.
Yeah,
and you're in higher ed, in a place like Vanderbilt, where there's so much emphasis on students and those sorts of things. It's just a bad look. And look, well, some of it deserves, sure. I mean, he spent, I think, $7 million on the buyout for Bryce Drew, and that's defensible. They spent about $1 million on the artificial turf, but when you've got millions of dollars there going to consultants and travel and stuff like that, and stuff that is a source put to me was quote unquote for show, when you start getting flagged for that, and I think that it started happening as early as last spring, I've been told, you need to be on alert to kind of tamp it down. I think the Stackhouse staff, where he's got 8 gazillion assistants and all those things, was also a thing. I just think it was the whole picture. And I think the feeling was it just wasn't all justified. And I tend to agree with a lot of that.
Chris Lee, our guest from VandySports.com. So the narrative throughout the day from some has been, this is a guy who was spending recklessly and irresponsibly, and this was something that had to stop. And then there's a narrative from others who said, this is doing business in the Southeastern Conference, and he just found out at some point in his tenure, hey, buddy, we ain't doing that.
Well, I think it's doing business in the NBA. I'm not convinced it's doing business in the Southeastern Conference, but I will defend him a little bit too, okay?
Okay.
He was hired by Nick Zeppos, and Zeppos, from what I understand, had been spending a lot of money himself, and it had some 8-figure cost overruns and some things, and things were certainly going well for the school, but that had become a sore spot. Well, Zeppos is the guy that hires Turner. He walks into that. One of the last things that Zeppos does is he has this retirement party, which I'm told had 9 speakers, 900 guests, and a price tag from somewhere between $500,000 to $1 million.
Ooh.
Now, you come in and you're looking at that, and you're going, no, wait, why is this good on one side but not on the other? Now, I think what's happened is the conditions have changed on him in the middle of it. I think that got Zeppos in some, I don't know if it's hot water, but certainly a lot of criticism. So I think in Malcolm's defense, maybe the climate had changed, but it's hard for me to defend it either way.
Yeah. Chris Lee, our guest. So was this, the wording is the university accepted Turner's resignation as vice chancellor. That was part of the press release. Was this, I mean, if he spent extremely recklessly, maybe there would be some cause for a firing. Do you think there was a settlement? Was this a true resignation? Was this both parties saying, hey, we need to shake hands and part ways?
Well, I'd gotten tipped off about 2 to 3 weeks ago that they were looking to fire him for cause. And that rumor started getting a little bit louder at the end of last week and really loud this morning, to the point that literally when the story broke, I'm sitting there writing a story to put in draft that he's been fired for whenever I need that. And that's the press release quite literally came out as I was in the middle of writing that. So the first draft that I wrote said that he'd been fired. And when I went to put that up, I forgot to go back and take that out of the first line. And it didn't square, which I corrected quickly. But the point is, the way Vanderbilt does stuff, okay, is it never usually fires anybody. With Kevin Stallings, it waited it out. It waited for the lifeboat named Pitt that Todd Turner was driving. And they do that, a lot of that stuff. They like to save face and keep people from getting embarrassed. So, look, I think this is what was going down. I think it's what Vanderbilt wanted to happen. But the press release did say resignation.
Yeah, I got you. All right, Candace Story Lee, we got about a minute left. Candace Story Lee, named the interim. Certainly there's a lot of history around this. Do you think they want her to get this, or is this truly interim and they'll go out and start another search?
That press release said interim. It also used words like historic, and, right. And it was really weird. Now I think about it, it started as like a celebration of the beginning of her tenure, which is really weird when your AD is a mess and you just let somebody go after a year.
Yeah.
I think she's well-liked inside a lot of parts at university. I think at the same time, though, they were legit questions because they keep hiring people who learn on the job, and that's not worked well. And how that tension gets resolved going forward is going to be very interesting.
When do you expect to know more? Do you expect there'll be more details that get out as we go through the night on this?
I don't know that there's a lot more. Just frankly, I don't think a lot of people were paying attention to that side of the thing. The focus has all been on facilities and stuff. So it's hard to answer that. I don't know how much more could come out anyway, but it's hard to say.
I got you. Vanderbilt.rivals.com will get you there, or at vandysports.com. Thank you, Chris Lee, for taking time on a busy day.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you both.
Yes, sir. Chris Lee. Vandy. Sports.com at vandysports.com. Keep up
bizarre
with all the details
day,
there. It really was. And now it's time for us to get out of here. Tennessee basketball at Alabama is next, right here on 104.5 The Zone.
See ya.